comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, President Trump and the First Lady are getting a firsthand look at the devastation following catastrophic flooding 1 week ago. 121 confirmed dead, more than 160 missing. Residents questioning the lack of warning alert systems along the Guadalupe River, known for decades as Flood Alley. ABC's Selena Wang says FEMA maps also did not show the severity of risk in some areas compared to insurance maps.
The areas that were hardest hit were places with known catastrophic flood risk. So at Camp Mystic, there were several cabins in places that Kerr County had labeled as highly hazardous. FEMA also underestimated the worst case scenario. What actually happened was far worse.
Canada now facing an August 1st deadline to resolve trade issues with the U.S. or face a 35% tariff on imports. The president accusing Canada of retaliating with tariffs on U.S. goods and not handling the fentanyl crisis at the border. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is ABC News.
Showers and some thunderstorms possible this afternoon and throughout this evening. It may pack some gusty winds and heavy downpours, which could create flash flooding. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but up to a couple of inches is possible. Highs today and tomorrow flirt with 80 degrees and soar to the mid-80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 79.
May all your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good times, sunshine, and summertime.
98Q Country.
Thank you.
happens when she thinks she looks her worst. It's times like this, she don't know why I can't take my eyes off her. 'Cause she don't know she's beautiful.
Never cross my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful.
Never cross my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not that
she
kind.
She don't know she's beautiful. Though time and time I've told her. She don't know she's beautiful.
Never cross my mind.
She don't know she's beautiful.
No, she's not
that kind. 98Q Country.
Ago, we were singing every word on the radio, kinda like them songs could save our souls somehow, some way. We was falling fast, we was jumping in, blue jean halo hanging off a limb, two American kids just like them. Every time they play, and it blew us away.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Yeah, we were never growing up or growing old, breaking up or letting go. Girl, just like rock and roll, where's it gone? But I hope like hell every now and again I blow across your mind like that summer wind. And you're holding on to 16 long as you can every time that it comes on.
Do you turn it up? Do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Chevy Cheyenne, way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, way back, way on back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, do you close your eyes? Does it make you laugh? When I was Jack and you were dying. Take it back.
Good afternoon, 98Q Country. That was Jake Owen with I Was Jack. Sammy Kershaw started the hour after top of the hour news and weather, of course. We've got another weather update coming at the bottom of the hour. That means more country music until then. And a proper hello, of course. And a quick reminder, the country classics between 2 and 3 on 98Q come from Wausau Homes of Medford. Three more coming at you right now. Here's Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane.
It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know they'll be held to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. And I don't care.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what led you into this? You have thousands and thousands of people following you on many social media platforms. Talk about how this all started, first of all, if you could.
I mean, it really started with just my passion for not only just these small town taverns and small businesses, but just the social aspect of, like you said, going out and just having a couple cold drinks and maybe having a great homemade meal that some of these great bars have to offer. And I got to a point in my life where I just wasn't geared to keep going to the same place. You know, you get your local bar that everybody, you know, kind of goes to, and it's, you know, I thought, well, I'm going to start heading to different places and, you know, see what happens. And I had the idea for this crazy account. And I went to the very first bar, Langer's Bar. It's a little tiny bar down in the River Bottoms, just east of Ellsworth. I think everybody's familiar with Ellsworth cheese curds.
Yeah.
And I went there and did a short little video, and I decided to throw it on my TikTok account. I actually took the video first, and I made the TikTok account, and that video, I think, did over 700,000 views, and I quickly realized I might be onto something here.
Yeah, that's a pretty good jump start, exactly. Talk about, let's feature, grab one first of all from, of course, we're in northern Wisconsin here, Hayward Park Falls area. So let's grab one of them first of all and give an idea of where this venture has taken you. So maybe one of your favorites on the list there in the Hayward Park Falls, northern Wisconsin area.
Well, I think maybe the the most iconic bar in that area, I think, would have to be the Moccasin right in downtown Hayward. Yeah. You know, it definitely looks like a dive bar on the outside. It's, you know, the old green siding, and it looks like, you know, maybe it could be fixed up a little bit, but in my eyes, I think it looks absolutely perfect on the outside, and when you walk inside, you realize that there's so much quirky taxidermy and giant walleye or musky mounts in there, and you know, it's just has that great vibe that we all love about these great dive bars that are all over the state of Wisconsin.
So the Moccasin down in Hayward, folks, of course, in the Hayward area, very familiar with that. So what qualifies, is there a certain criteria that makes it a dive bar? What would make it too fancy schmancy for you to say, nope, not a dive bar?
Yeah, you know, I think the dive bar term, it's all, you know, on the individual. Some place that I might consider a dive bar might not be a dive bar to other people, but I think, you know, when people normally think of a dive bar, they think, you know, it's dark, it's, you know, it's really dim in there, and the beers are cheap, and they may not even serve food, and, you know, they have their pull tabs and their pickled pig's feet and pickled gizzards behind the bar, and but, you know, I think another criteria of a dive bar is just a bar with history. You know, there's so many bars in the state that are, you know, 80 plus years old. And, you know, they're time capsules, and they really are almost like a museum of sorts, especially, you know, to certain areas. You know, there's, you know, in that Hayward area, there's so many gangster ties, even in northern Wisconsin, really all over Wisconsin. But, you know, just, you know, during the Prohibition days with Capone and, you know, all those famous gangsters from the Chicago area. And they really are museums, you know, to a certain extent, and they're destination spots. And not only that, to a lot of people, they're just a local watering hole that, you know, that may hold two or three, and maybe sometimes even four generations of memories and history.
Porns, are you on everyone? Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all that stuff, everything?
Yep, I'm on, yeah, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Threads, TikTok. Yeah, I get a lot of views. I'm all over the place. I guess Facebook is probably my biggest one, and TikTok isn't too far behind it. And I'm right around 380,000 followers strong. So I guess I'm not the only person out there that enjoys these dive bars.
Have you ever, again, we're with Jared Schutz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. Have you ever walked into a bar with this dive bar review, and the person who owns it has been like insulted that you're there? Have you ever run into that?
You know, it's happened a couple of times, and I think maybe because people don't understand maybe the concept of a dive bar, they think it's a derogatory term. And I, you know, I think maybe there was a day and age where it was, and now I think it's pretty well known that, you know, the term dive bar is almost like a badge of honor. It's,
mm-hmm.
You know, to be considered a dive bar, because you just have to have that, you know, that at home feel and just that great vibe, you know, to be a dive bar. I think, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, the fancier places, or, you know, there's a lot of great fancier places too, like Anglers in Hayward is a beautiful place. It's definitely not a dive bar. I've reviewed it because it's a locally owned establishment that's, you know, that's an iconic place in Hayward as well. Yeah, sometimes, you know, it's not necessarily all about the total dives, but, you know, just more so when I get to an area, you know, hitting a popular place, you know, that people go to so often, that people love to see, you know, given its due too, and getting some airtime on my social media platforms.
Yeah. Okay. So let's delve into the diviest of the dive bars, people who have embraced the dive bar, where maybe the building is, it's standing, but you know, it's a question of whether it'll be standing the next day. So give me a diviest of the dive bars, and maybe somebody who embraces that.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Like when you were describing that, I was picturing the Plywood Palace up in Mukwa, just maybe 10 minutes west of Ashland. And I've actually been there three times. And I was there about a month ago. And like you said, like it's standing, but I don't think anybody has any idea how. But it's, you know, that's a destination place. Somebody, I was talking to somebody about it here a couple weeks ago, and they told me that, you know, Plywood Palace is kind of the Vatican of dive bars. And it, as soon as they said it, I said, that makes the most sense. And I, you know, every other dive bar is just a spinoff of that one, you know, kind of like the Catholic churches are all just a spinoff of the Vatican, really. So, yeah. So that makes total sense to me. That sounds about right. And that's just an iconic place. And man, I don't know how much longer it's going to be around, but there's no question that it's probably the most popular dive bar in the entire state.
You mentioned, you touched on it just a little bit about the history, and it really, I would guess that a lot of these places you go to is almost like a museum or a historical society where there's artifacts, there's stories, not only verbally, but visually, but they, that is a living history of our area, right?
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the things with doing what I do and the views that I get. You know, I'm doing, you know, 100 million views a year doing this, and it's preserving, you know, the history of this state. Obviously, we all know that there's no state that likes a cold beverage like Wisconsin does.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just so much of that history, and you know, we have. That's one of the big things about the Tavern League of Wisconsin is there to help preserve that history too. And I've actually become an affiliate member of the Tavern League, and it's such a tight knit family, and it's an honor for me to be able to be associated with them, and you know, we're on the same page, and at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want these places to be around for a long, long time, and unfortunately. Speaking of the Hayward area, I my phone blew up this weekend, more so than normal, and unfortunately we lost a great pub in Stone Lake, little unincorporated town, beautiful bar that I reviewed, Stone Lake Pub. I believe I was there 5 weeks ago, and unfortunately they had a fire. I believe it was late Friday night, and that place is a total loss. It was a 99-year-old place. And beautiful inside and out, and I just, it's heartbreaking for me, you know, to think of the owners and all the workers and the patrons, you know, that called that place home for many, many years. And hopefully things are, you know, hopefully things are set up where they can rebuild. But but when you lose a place like that, it hits me. Like it's I enter these places as a stranger, and I leave as family, and it's there's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears goes into running a bar, I know, and so I just, my heart goes out to the Stone Lake area and the owners of the Stone Lake Pub.
Check them out on all the social media platforms. Just millions of views. People are just really, really enticed and enthralled by this. So talk about something maybe that you found at a dive bar that even surprised you. I mean, you've seen the Rocky Mountain oysters and all the traditional things that go along with some of these dive bars. But give me something that even made your head kind of maybe turn a little bit in a bar you walked into.
Yeah, there's so many quirky things that you see, whether it's the setup in a bathroom where you could sit on a toilet and at the same time you could be washing your hands in the sink. You know, sometimes the plumbing is questionable at best, but you know, everything from the quirky taxidermy to seeing mice sitting around a table playing cards with little beer mugs in their hands, and like if this isn't Wisconsin, I don't know what is. And you know, there's just so many quirky things that just make you laugh and make you smile and just make the place, you know, just feel, you know, just have that vibe that just makes you feel at home when you step into a place.
Yeah. And I'm sure you mentioned this a little bit too, that you have a chance, depending on your schedule, of course, you're a working man like all of us, but you get a chance some of the places to maybe hang around a little bit longer than others. And like you said, by the time you get out of there, it's like you got a new family, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the coolest part about what I do is the people that I meet and the stories that I hear. I know how much so many of these bars mean to so many people, whether it's, you know, whether it's in downtown Hayward or whether it's in downtown Milwaukee or somewhere out on a gravel road that Google doesn't even know where it is. You know, these are home to so many people. And, yeah, it's just, you know, to be able to travel to these places and give them, you know, the love that they deserve, it's just been, it's been a blessing. You know, I had no idea what was going to happen when I started this account, but 920 bars in, and as how many I've reviewed to this point. And sometimes I'm at a place for a half hour. Sometimes I'm there for, you know, I would say the average time is probably an hour. And other times I'll be there for 3 or 4 hours or 5 hours. It just all depends on what my schedule is and my itinerary. But that's the hardest job I have, is leaving these places, because I could easily sit down and stay at a place for hours on end. But unfortunately, that's not the job that I have. And, you know, it's one of the downsides of what I do. But yeah, I think that people love what I do. They keep, you know, seeing the places that I hit, and they keep suggesting more places, which I absolutely love, because that's how I find some of these hidden gems, is from the suggestions of my great followers.
Yeah. Craig Schutz with us from Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. You can check it out on all the social media platforms. You know, we talk about having the cold beverage and the atmosphere, but I think part of these dive bars, too, is a lot of times these places have some very unique food menus and food choices, and a lot of times, most of the time, the owners are cooking in the back. So that's a big draw for people, too, isn't it, is the food side of these dive bars.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not much of a seafood guy, but there's places that they'll have seafood or walleye. You can get better food at some of these bars out in the sticks than you could get going into a big city and finding some, you know, some fancy place that's going to cost you, you know, you go two people go on a date and each have a meal and a couple drinks, and it's going to cost you $100. You know, you can get a better meal and you can spend, you know, half of that at some of these places. And I'm a big burger and fries guy. I just always have. I'm a meat and potatoes guy. And I was up in the cable area here about a month ago, and I got pointed to a bar. There was another bar owner that suggested a place, the Pioneer Bar, and it was just out in the woods, and it seemed like we came through an opening in the woods, and there was a bar there, and there was a bunch of people, and I think I had the best burger that I've ever had in my life, which says a lot, because I've had so many burgers, and it was, you know, it wasn't just the burger itself, it was the way it was seasoned, and the fries were incredible, and so, you know, to have eating so many burgers and to get one that really, really stands out, you know, that's, you know, it's a special place. And like I said, I mean, a burger and a couple beers for $20, I mean, you can't beat that, especially nowadays.
Millions of views on this on social media. Absolutely crazy. You mentioned kind of how it got started. How many years now have you been doing this?
It will be 3.5 years on July 14th. So it was January 14th of 2022 when I started it.
Okay, very good. Yeah, who would have thought? Who knows when, Jared, where life leads you with these ventures? And we are, again, with Jared Schultz with Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And Jared, pick out one more for me. Give us one more in this week-long look at dive bars here in the Hayward and northern Wisconsin area. Pick out maybe another favorite of yours you can share with folks.
I mean, we could do another place with so much great history up there is the Sawmill in Sealy. I don't know if you've been to that place, but it's another place that's filled with history, and it's right on 63. And when you drive by it, you know that it's a unique place. And I finally stopped in there for the first time about a year ago, and I got a tour from the owner, who was absolutely wonderful. And like it used to be an auto mechanic place back in the back, and it's been numerous things, and it's now just a giant bar with, you know, a bunch of seating, great food, and it's just a historic place, you know, in northern Wisconsin. It's it's just a really, really unique looking place, and it's definitely worth a stop. If I know how many thousands of people drive by on Highway 63 any given Friday heading up north.
Yeah. Another unique thing, I think, Jared, too, about Wisconsin bars especially is we have a lot of specialty beers here. We have, of course, the New Glarus, which is a Wisconsin beer. And that's kind of a draw for tourists and other people, too, I think, is that unique experience with the beer, the beverage itself, right?
Yeah, 100%. And I wonder, on average, how many cases of Spotted Cow gets smuggled back across Minnesota or Illinois or Iowa on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. We'll let the police handle that. So you're, again, people can find you on all the social platforms, Wisco Dive Bar Reviews. And here's a question I had when I was watching some of them over the weekend. Now, do you ever have a situation where you surprise people where you walk in, or do you say, you know what, we're coming in and we're going to record, or do you ever just kind of cold wing it and just kind of, let's see what happens here?
You know, a lot of the places I just wing it, because I may make my first stop of the day, and without me even knowing it, you know, I'll sit there and I'll chat with the locals, and they'll tell me about another amazing bar that's 3 or 4 miles away. And so then I kind of let them choose where I go next. And then I'll, you know, head to that place. And I just kind of, it's kind of just how it goes some days. And, you know, I always go into a place. A lot of times, like my intro that you see, my intro is done before I walk in. And then I walk in. I'm always 100% respectful. Talk to the, you know, bartender, the locals. You know, I get recognized so much. So that helps. That helps too. But I always let people know, you know, what I'm doing before I do go back outside and come back in and, mm-hmm. and record again. I know there's a lot of people that absolutely love being on my videos, but, you know, at the same time, I know there's people that do like their privacy, and I totally respect that. And, you know, I have had, you know, a small amount of people just tell me they didn't want to be in the video, and I'm totally respectful and make sure I don't get them in the video. I said I do all the videoing, all the editing, everything myself. So if anybody shoots me a message on any one of my platforms, it's always me on the other end 100%. And that's the way I always want to keep it.
Everybody has a story, Jared. I always say everybody has a story. When you go to one of these dive bars, there's a pretty decent chance that if you sit at the bar, you're probably going to hear somebody's, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it's quite a adventure that it's taken you. So, so what's the future? Are you ever going to run out? Are you going to run out of dive bars, Jared? Do you fear that?
Boy, I don't think so. I mean, I don't know how many of them are considered dive bars, but according to Keith Kern, who is the Tavern League president, he tells me there's 9,000 bars in this state.
Oh, I think you're good.
So,
yeah.
I probably average around 275. To 300 of them a year, and like at my current pace, it's gonna, like I said, I'll hit bar number 1,000 in September is when bar number 1,000 is gonna be. So it's gonna take me, you know, just a shade under 4 years to do that. So it's gonna take me 35 years to hit them all if that's what my goal is. I don't know. I take things day by day. You know, I plan things, you know, months in advance, but at the same time, I can't live Tuesday until I live Monday, and I can't live next weekend until I live this weekend. That's, you know, I try to, you know, big picture, but at the same time, you know, just one day at a time, everyday life.
I think that's
how we have to look at.
Yeah, and what brings dive bars together is it's not a small town or a big town thing. There's dive bars in downtown Minneapolis probably, and in Siren. I mean, it's universal, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's, you know, they all kind of have that common denominator. You know, there, I feel like a true dive bar, I feel like 20% of each bar is exactly the same, and then it's like kind of how it's decorated around that 20% is what makes it different, you know.
Exactly. Jared, well, we thank you for joining us, talk about at Wisco Dive Bars, and you can go to the Wisco Dive Bar Reviews, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, all that stuff. Millions and millions of views, good stuff. and just a great reference point, too, for people to find these places. So, Jared, continue along the path and telling people stories, and thank you for taking time to join us.
Yeah, absolutely. And another thing, too, I do have a website.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people, I hit these bars, and people want to try to find where they're at. WiscoDiveBars.com is a thing. If you go on there, it will show a map of Wisconsin. Every bar location I've been to is pinned, and you can zoom into any area, whether it's Hayward or Park Falls or Phillips or Milwaukee. You can zoom in, click on any pin on the map, and it will pull up my video off of YouTube. And then there's also a big blue button that says Navigate Here, and it will give you GPS coordinates right to the bar. So WiscoDiveBars.com is where to go for that. And
cool.
Yeah, it makes it a kind of a pocket, a handheld guide to finding all these great dive bars that I've been to.
Very cool. Jared, thank you so much for taking time to join us. Appreciate it very much.
I appreciate you having me on.
I was a 10-year train wreck with the last call on. Through. Oh, you know me better than that.
insecurities. You've seen me lose all my charm. You know I was raised on a farm. Oh, she tells her friends I'm perfect and that I love her cat. But you know me better than that. And blue jeans and buckets of beer. Now it's ballet and symphony hall. I'm into culture, clean up to my ears. It's like wearing a shoe that's too small.
George Strait, 98Q Country, You Know Me Better Than That. Country classics this hour coming from Wausau Homes of Medford. They handle your custom home needs. They take your dreams, they turn them into reality. They meet your needs, they meet your budget. They're Wausau Homes of Medford. Give them a call today for your custom home needs. We've got almost a full afternoon show today because the Brewers do have another game today, and darn, aren't they in prime form? All their games right here on 98Q. Pre-game tonight at 6:35. That means first pitch at 7:10, and just a little bit clipped off the end of my week here on WCQM. Plenty of time, though, for all of the normal shenanigans. We've got history to look at. We've got silly stories to tell. I've got what I've got, and I want you to hang out and see. So please, stay tuned to 98Q Country. That check of the weather, I promised you, is up next.
98Q Country.
Hedman Auction and Estate Sales presents the Lansky King Online Auction in Mercer, Wisconsin. Online bidding is live now, and the first lot start closing at 7 p.m. this Sunday, July 13th. Don't miss a special sneak peek this Saturday at 4256 N Wallace Road in Mercer. Featured items include a Ranger 1600 boat with 3,500 horsepower Evinrude, complete with Shorelander trailer, a two-person paddle boat, and much more. Visit HeckmanAuction.com for the full lineup and download their free mobile app. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
We are with Pete from Wheelway. Pete, let's talk a little bit about getting that vehicle serviced here for the summer. Your service department has all the certified technicians to make that happen, right?
Absolutely. It doesn't matter if you're looking for your AC is out of your vehicle, tires, brakes, many, many discounts you can take advantage of this month in July. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper and take advantage of all those savings in the Northwood Shopper coupons.
All right. And they can always go online or give you guys a call to schedule that next service appointment, whether it's a week or two out for that oil change or whatever. They can do it either way, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the $39.85 oil change. Make sure you give us a call before we get filled up. 762-2467. I'm again, 762-2467. Make sure you check your Northwood Shopper every single week. Many discounts, hundreds of dollars of savings you can take advantage of today.
All right. Your next vehicle and all the service you need at Wheelway, Byfield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Check it all out at wheelwayautos.com.
Having trouble balancing your books? Fear not. MVB is here. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping brings affordable, secure, stress-free service right to your screen. No suits, no pressure, just solid numbers that make sense. Whether you're behind, overwhelmed, or just tired of guessing, MVB has your back. Call 813-562-1839 today. That's 813-562-1839. Maine's Virtual Bookkeeping, making your numbers behave so you don't have to. Visit mainsvrbookkeeper.com now for all your accounting and bookkeeping needs. Get control, stay focused, and let MVB handle the math.
Showers and some thunderstorms possible this afternoon and throughout this evening. It may pack some gusty winds and heavy downpours, which could create flash flooding. Around a half an inch of rain is likely, but up to a couple of inches is possible. Highs today and tomorrow flirt with 80 degrees and soar to the mid-80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
98Q Country.
She took down a photograph of our wedding day, ripped it down the middle and threw my half away. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me. She broke all my fishing rods, put my guns in hot, threw my clothes out in the yard and changed out all the locks. And I got nobody to blame but me. I got nobody to blame but me.
Shut it down. Then I'll pay my tab, climb
since the moment that you walked in. I got some wild-ass buddies that love spending money, and I see you brought a couple of friends. Just tell me your name, I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight, good times in the music and laughing and grooving to the band. Everybody's getting right, no worries, we're rocking all kinds of concoctions in our hands. Yeah, tomorrow can wait till tomorrow. It's all about tonight.
Fly by.
Today's best country. All afternoon.
98 Q Country.
She asked me where I was from. I said somewhere you never been to. Little town outside of Knoxville. Heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburned Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank bottom shelf. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you've never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging potholes in my sunburned Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. And I said, meet me in the morning. And she told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she told her. Something about the way she kissed me, too.
insane in my booth. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots.
Morgan Wallen with Sand in My Boots, keeping the hour moving, and I've got three more for you, because here on 98Q, it's six in the middle of the hour. Shania Twain, Luke Bryan, and The Wreckers before an awesome list of things that have happened on today's date in history.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew we'd get there someday. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. You're still the one I run to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight. Ain't nothing better. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong.
Local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump and the First Lady are surveying the damage in Texas today, 1 week after flash floods claimed the lives of at least 121 people. More than 160 others are still missing. Layoff notices have gone out from the State Department informing nearly 1,100 civil service workers and 240 foreign service officers that they're fired. It follows a Supreme Court ruling allowing the Trump administration to move forward with the president's executive order for mass federal layoffs and restructuring of federal agencies. Here's ABC's Chris Boccia.
The Secretary of State said yesterday that it's bloat.
and a senior State Department official said there are simply too many people and that we need to align the State Department with some of the priorities of this administration, and that there are some folks at the department, in their view, who are not doing work that is necessarily aligned with diplomatic priorities.
Stocks are down in afternoon trading. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic